Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Are you reeling in the ease? Showing away the climb? Are you gathering up the keys?
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend John Harrison. John is the author of Making Mammon Serve You. He's a certified financial planner, CFP, ordained minister. He's an advisor on many levels. He's been a great advisor to us over the years as he's been a great member of our Brain Trust. The founder and the president of Aspire Financial Advisors, Inc., AspireFA.com is his website. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. You've been talking to us about how to get the most out of advisors, whether it be a coach for our company or a faith advisor like a minister or a financial advisor. And it's so many times, I will tell you, John, everybody is not comfortable working with an advisor. And one reason is some people have a hard time paying for something they can't hold in their hand. What do you think?
Yes, that's a real issue, because 99 times out of 100, what an advisor does for you is provide something that you'll realize in the future. You don't go to an advisor to say, how do I fix a problem that needs to be solved in the next 6 hours? And, it doesn't work that way.
Right.
So if you're dealing, for instance, with a financial advisor, he may be helping you solve a problem that won't manifest in your retirement for 20 or 30 years.
Right.
And so you have to be able to not only think long-term, but hopefully if you found the right advisor, they can demonstrate along the way that they're getting you closer to a goal and at what rate. They can answer the question, how am I doing?
Right.
And that makes it a little easier for you to pay for it as you go.
Right, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. So what are some other things? Talk to us about some other ideas on how to get the most out of an advisor. We've talked about the just accepting that you don't have all the answers and those kinds of things. What are some other things that we need to know?
Well, one of the things that's important to do is to share information, and it's always better to overshare than to undershare.
And a lot of times small business owners are pretty closed about their, they're pretty tight about their, with their stuff, aren't they?
They really are. We have a highly developed
aren't we?
Yeah. We have a highly developed sense of privacy, and we're competitive. So if this quarter was off, I don't necessarily want everyone to know that my revenue was a little down or something like that. And your advisors can't help you nearly as much if they don't know everything that's going on.
Which means that one thing, if you are an advisor, as I have been and still am, confidence is the corner of your realm.
Yes.
Being confidential.
Yes.
Is the corner of your realm. If you don't have that, then you're out of business.
Right. And it's, you know, in most fields, it's not only an ethical requirement, it's a legal one, you know.
Yeah.
But the idea of sharing information, I'm thinking of one client I met many years ago who came to me just for some budgeting work. It wasn't a very comprehensive financial planning engagement or anything. And I kept asking for more background and more documents. I wanted basic things like tax returns. And mm-hmm. they were a little bit reticent to provide that because mm-hmm. they didn't see what it had to do with the question they were asking me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I finally got the tax returns, I realized that the client, who was a minister, had her tax returns prepared every year by sort of a hobbyist tax filer, you know,
uh-huh.
who worked part-time at it. She was paying both the standard FICA payroll deduction for Social Security and self-employment tax. She was double paying her.
Wow.
And in finding that, I was able to have her file amended tax returns for 3 years and get a real lot of money back.
I bet she did.
And she was happy as could be, but I never would have found that if I hadn't had to push her to get those tax
mm-hmm.
returns. So it's always better to tell the advisor something it turns out he wasn't too worried about or wasn't concerned about than to withhold something that would have changed how he advised or what he,
mm-hmm.
she advised you
mm-hmm.
to do.
One thing that I found when I was doing this sort of thing every day is I wasn't able to work with people who I called. if I dropped by on them, if I knocked on their door, that relationship didn't work very well. It only really worked if they called me, because that was them admitting to themselves and to me, I need help. What do you think?
Exactly. Exactly. Sometimes we're able to meet somebody, and because we have basic sales skills that all business mm-hmm. owners have, we can get them to agree to do business with us, but they're not necessarily sold on our value
that's
proposition.
Right. Yeah.
And that's a key thing, because anyone can list the services that you do, but the value proposition is what you tell yourself you do for your clients. It's not
exactly.
your list.
Well said. Hey, John, give us your website again, please.
It's AspireFA.com.
All right, so check that out, folks. Hey, John, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I'd love to.
John Harrison, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you to check out my new website, ageofthecustomer.com. It's all about my new book. See you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.